Welcome to Stories by the Fireside. I am Dorothy Blanford, and I invite you to make yourself comfortable and give yourself a brief time out to listen to a short story and then, if you wish, reflect if it has a message for you. This story, Are You a Dreamer or a Dream Maker?, is chapter one in my book, Into the Mystic. Its opening quote is by Harriet Tubman. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars, to change the world. Harriet lived from 1820 to 1913. Her brave and challenging life story is featured in the movie Harriet, which premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival in November 2019. So, are you a dreamer or a dream maker? Do you have whispers from your soul about something you always dreamed of doing, while remaining quietly dormant? Does it still take up space in your mind? Was it too big a stretch, too far outside your comfort zone, or was your life just too busy? Could you bring it to life again by giving it work clothes? As mentioned in my introductory message, the late scholar C.S. Lewis reminded us, we are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. So consider scheduling some quiet time to reflect on those whispers, neither judging nor becoming daunted by their size. Walt Disney had a plan for what he created, coining the term Imagineer, combining imagination and engineering. He kept three chairs in his office, each one anchored to a different perspective. First, the dreamer's chair, where he visualized only the possibilities. Next, the realist chair, where he defined his plan and saw the dream unfolding. Then the critic's chair, to evaluate the work of the dreamer and realist and find a win-win solution. That is a capsule version of the principle he and his many imagineers applied for each idea. Today, we continue to be inspired by the Disney legacy. The term dream maker was used by the sister of Brock, who at 29, the youngest of four RCMP officers who were killed in 2005 near Mayerthorpe, Alberta. She said, "My brother wasn't a dreamer. He was a dream maker who lived a full life and was passionate about what he did." I've never forgotten her words and thought, what a beautiful legacy to leave. Some dreams present themselves and then lie buried until resurrected, but never forgotten. In my 40s, the seed of hospice was planted, which lay dormant for 20 years before my busy life quietened and I became a volunteer, ultimately leading to a ministry focus of compassionate care. In my 50s, I heard an inner voice saying I would become a minister and immediately responded, "Not me, God, no way. Go pick on someone else." Well, at 70, and now a minister, The voice again whispered that I embark on studies leading to a PhD in metaphysics. Outrageous, I thought. Yet, step by tiny step, each one came about, despite my doubts along the way. I did not do it alone, but I was supported by many wise teachers. Now, not all of our dreams come to fruition, even when we have a logical why. In my 30s, I enrolled in a car mechanics course for women, thinking I should know something about how the engine worked. Back at home, my frustrated partner twisted paper clips to illustrate how the carburetor turned. Ultimately, I decided to service my car regularly, trust that when I turned the ignition key, it would start, and I didn't need to know the why or the how. That, of course, was before today's improved technical and safety features, like the rear-view camera, a marvelous invention. There is a time to let go and a time to revisit, albeit with curiosity. So have you dreams tucked away that could be dusted off and brought to light for consideration? Open to the possibility of their achievement? Michelangelo once said the greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that our aim is actually too low and we reach it. As children, we are great dreamers. So please consider revisiting the life you once envisioned in its original or modified form, or with brand new ideas. And you don't have to do it alone. So, happy imagineering. Thank you for listening to this, my first venture into the world of podcasts. I wish you inquisitive reflections on your buried dreams. This is Dorothy. Bye for now.